They're going to have to play a let there.
She shouted in the middle of that shot. The ball had not landed, and she was saying, come on.
She should play a let.
Did you see it? Serena Williams belting out, come on, as she belts the ball at Australia's Samantha Stosur at yesterday's U.S. Open. And while the commentators thought maybe Serena should do a do-over because of the shout, chair umpire Eva Astaraki gave the point to Stosur. Then Williams really let it rip, shaking her finger at the ump, saying things like, you have it out for me, in a scene reminiscent of her tirade 2 years ago after a line call. Then Williams had these words for the umpire.
Really, don't even look at me. I promise you, don't look at me.
George Vesey of the New York Times joins us. George, go to the very beginning. What is this rule the chair ump said Serena Williams violated when she yelled, come on?
The rule is that you can't make an act that distracts the opponent, even if unintentional. And in fact, what I didn't realize last night was that there was a comment in the USTA rules, in the tennis rules, to that, which says that even if it was unintentional, if it served to distract, then that is worth a point.
So a lot of sort of casual tennis fans in our office, well, actually, we have very fierce tennis fans, are asking, what's the difference between the grunts that players do and the come on?
It's a good question. Up to now, the interpretation is that the grunts are part of the mechanics of hitting. The words themselves could be heard in a different way. If a player is reaching down to hit a hard smash by Serena Williams and she hears the words, come on, that is, to me, a more specific distraction.
Well, Serena Williams said afterwards in the press conference that she thought it would be the hat drop rule, which is if your hat falls off or something, you get to play the point again. Do you think that there is confusion about these rules on the parts of players? Let's just start there.
Well, the hat drop rule is unintentional. Even the act, like putting the hat on your head and then having it fall off, is not intentional. You didn't mean for the hat to drop off. Whereas a spoken word, that I certainly do not think that Serena was trying to distract her opponent. But because it was in the point of the ball zooming in at Stosur, that it was intentional to say it, even if the impact was not intentional.
And as you write, the umpire, Eva Astaraki, had some leeway. You know, it's a subjective call, but let's just put the rule aside and go to the behavior. What do you make of the flare-up? What do you make of Serena Williams, you know, pointing the index finger, pointing the racket at the umpire later, and the words, aren't you the one who screwed me before? What do you make of that?
I would say it reveals the Serena Williams underneath that facade, that bland giggle and, I'm just the star and I'm secure in my own world, that under that there is a level of anger and unpleasantness that frankly rivals that of some of the players. I mean, people say, well, what about McEnroe and what about Connors? Nastassi taking poor Frank Hammond out of the chair back in the early 80s, this great chair umpire. I mean, we've seen a lot of nasty behavior by men also who certainly have an antisocial streak to them and didn't mind using it one way or the other. Serena's right up there with them.
And so what? What does it mean in the final analysis? Do you think it's why she lost?
No, absolutely not. She was not going to win that match anyway, in my opinion. We could all see she was not hitting the ball well. When she finally did hit the ball twice, I can certainly understand her blurting out, come on. She just happened to blurt it out a second too soon for her own good. I can't blame her for being mad. It's what bubbled out afterward. It's the anger at somebody else saying to the official, aren't you the one who got me the other time? And, you know, of course, she's totally wrong about that because this is a Greek woman, and in 2009 it was a Swedish woman. When we asked her after the match, she was back to that giggling ingenue, like, oh, I really don't remember. I was in the heat of the zone. I just prefer to think I was competing. It's the other side of Serena, like she's contemptuous of us, that she doesn't even have the responsibility to give us a mature answer. She can't do that.
George Vesey, the Sports of the Times columnist of the New York Times on Serena Williams' loss to Samantha Stosur in yesterday's U.S. Open. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for calling.